essentially do you sort of disagree with the privatisation, given that the government is saying that it needs to be modernised, it will pay for the money being lost from email technology and that kind of thing?
Well, technology changes, but I set up the Gyro when I was Postmaster General, which became the fifth biggest bank in Britain. Thatcher closed it down. You see, they don't want to modernise, they want to privatise. And look at the railways. Who thinks the railways work? Who thinks the water works well, or gas or electricity? No, this is the Thatcher policy being carried for in the name of modernisation. It has nothing to do with modernisation at all. And you see, they're going to pick up the pension fund, the government are, in order to make the post office profitable for somebody else to buy it. I mean, it's what Vince Cable once said about you nationalise the losses and privatise the profits.
What's their motivation?
Well, New Labour is a Thatcherite party. I mean, Mrs. Thatcher said, when asked her greatest achievement, she said New Labour. It was as simple as that.
How much do you kind of think that the pensions issue is a part of the privatisation issue? Do you agree with Tony Woodley that it's a blackmail? Are they linked? Are they not?
Well, the government takes over the thing that costs money in order to make it profitable for a private company to take it on. After all, you'd think if somebody wanted to buy a part of the post office, they'd take responsibility for the pension. No. I think I probably quoted Vince Cable. You nationalise the losses and privatise the profits. And that's what it's about. It has nothing whatever to do with modernisation whatsoever.
Postal workers that I was talking to outside said that they thought that there was money that was put aside for modernisation that hasn't been spent.
Well, that may be so. I haven't followed the detail. Mandelson is responsible for it if they haven't put the money. They put plenty of money in the banks, haven't they? And you know what will happen if this company that was where they want to buy part of the post office got into difficulties. What would they do? They'd pour money into it, as they did with the banks.
And you mentioned Mandelson in Europe. I mean, how much
well,
do you
mean,
think?
The European Union constitution does not allow public ownership. In effect, they want competition of everything. And so that's why we were driven into the post office has to deliver letters for its competitor. And all they have to do, all the competitors want, is letters in London. But the post office still has to deliver letters all over the country, mail for the blind, you know, Braille, which is very heavy, it goes free. And, you know, if the post office postman passes or postwoman notices you haven't brought in the milk, they knock at the door, how are you, Mrs. Jones, you see? It's a public service, just as the post offices were public services. You'd go there to the local post office, I've had this letter from the benefit agency, can you help me to make sense of it? It's a complete destruction of the public service, of that I'm absolutely convinced.